Ευχαριστούμε που κάνετε download από τη ραδιοφωνία SBS. Πληροφορηθείτε για το πώς μπορείτε να ακούσετε το πλήρες πρόγραμμά μας στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Miss Richards, welcome to the Greek language program of SBS Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us, Miss Richards, about this photographic exhibition, the Greek photographic exhibition, and the museum's collection of historical photographs of Greece? What exactly is its purpose, and how long did the project take you to do, or if it's still ongoing?
Yeah, so the Nicholson Museum at the University of Sydney, former curator William Woodhouse, he was a curator in 1903 to 1937, travelled to Greece quite extensively for his research. He was a classicist and not quite an archaeologist, but was very interested in the geography and topography of historical places in Greece. And so he, over his kind of trips over those kind of 2 decades or so, took about 1,500 photographs. And at that time, of course, it's not on film, but rather on glass plates.
Wow.
So, and then following his death, his daughter, Liska Woodhouse, was a museum assistant at the Nicholson. And it's during her time that the photographs get donated to the Nicholson collection. So we've got about 1,800 images all up of historic monuments in Greece, of ancient places, of archaeological sites often before they've been excavated. But also, what I think is really fantastic about the collection, it includes a whole range of images of village life in those kind of 2 decades at the very early 20th century.
The authentic life in Greece, in parts of Greece.
Yeah, and different villages, different festivals, different events. There's a lot of the harbour of at Patras where you've got the currents being unloaded for the season off of the ships that are coming into the port. There are women dancing through different festivals in the kind of village square at Megara, and a whole range of different kind of images that show that Woodhouse kind of really didn't just care about the classical world and the ancient world, but definitely cared about modern Greece as well.
Capturing the images of that time.
Absolutely.
Now, Miss Richards, Greece is not a small piece of land, with its rugged nature, that is. I mean, to the north, there's Macedonia and Thrace regions. To the south, mm-hmm. we have Crete. I'm just wondering, how did he travel throughout, Greece and how was he accepted by the locals taking all these photos? Do we have any clue about that?
Yeah, he did. He did give several public lectures at the university, some of which were recorded and then published in the Union Recorder, which is kind of like the Union magazine at that time, the university's magazine. And through that, I've been able to piece together a little bit about Woodhouse and his last trip in 1936. He was bemoaning the industrialization of Greece and bemoaning newfangled automotive transport and train transport, especially between the port of Patras and up to Athens.
Right, in the Peloponnese.
because he used to really enjoy traveling on foot and by mule. He enjoyed the time that took and how it allowed him to talk to every single person that he met on the way. And in the photographs, there's so many photographs of general people that he encountered on the roads, that he encountered while traveling. There's a whole range in which he took his mother to Greece with him from Australia. And it's that real connection that he clearly felt with all of the different people and the people that he met along the way. Quite interestingly, there's a series of portraits in the collection of monks that he met. And luckily enough, in September, I was traveling in the Peloponnese trying to do some more research on this photographic collection. And he, I was able to visit one of the monasteries that he visited at like just near Lake Phineos at the Agios Georgios Monastery.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, I was able to talk to a few of the monks that still live there today and show them some of the photographs that he took inside that monastery of the monks that were there 100 years ago. And they were very, very, very excited when I got there and showed them these images that I happened to have on my phone with me.
I bet they were.
Yeah, they had this amazing portrait of the Archimandrite from the late in the 1890s, and we have a portrait of him as well. And so actually I was able to Bluetooth the images to one of the monks while I was there, and he was very excited so that they can, like, he'll have them and maintain those and have those as part of the monastery now.
Now, it really triggers the memory, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, tell us, Miss Richards, these photographs, did you say they're on exhibition at the moment?
Is they're not currently on exhibition, mm-hmm. but rather in the last year, the Nicholson Museum has started a new project to try and get as much information about all of the different images in the collection. With over 1,800 images, it's rather difficult for our small team of curators to be able to look at every image, document every single one, work out the geo-coordinates of the image, as well as all of the stories that that image might tell about Greek life in that period. And so we've actually released all of them online on Flickr. Via a Creative Commons license so that people can go on and download them for their own personal use and to share amongst their friends and family. And we've quite been asking for people to contribute what they might know about those images. So far we've had about 500 different comments on a range of the different photographs, and we've been crowdsourcing a whole range of different kind of information that the general public might want to contribute that they know about these different places that he visited.
And people can still contribute to the history of those photos if they wish to?
Absolutely. All they have to do is go on to find them on our Flickr page, on the Nicholson Museum on Flickr. And there's a whole range of different albums that we've gathered together that, you know, some of them, it's not just about identifying the exact ancient monument, but maybe the geo-coordinates of a certain bridge. There's a lot of images of both kind of Orthodox churches, but also there's a lot of mosques throughout Greece that are no longer there. So there's a lot of monuments that don't exist anymore that people might know of or
and
remember
recognize.
Being told about. Absolutely.
So let's give out the website, and that is www.sydney.edu.au/museums/research/Woodhouse, and I guess that'd be the intro page to the project on the museum website. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And from there, people can explore more about the collection. They can read a little bit about Woodhouse himself and kind of delve into as much of the archive as they want to.
Miss Richards, thank you very much for your participation and contribution to the Greek program of SBS Radio. We wish you season greetings and all the best in the new year, as well as many more photographs of that era gone by in the Hellenic world in Greece.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Ακούσατε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Μπορείτε να μας ακούτε στο ραδιόφωνο σας ζωντανά κάθε μέρα από τις 4 έως τις 6 το απόγευμα. Μπορείτε επίσης να ακούτε το πρόγραμμά μας on demand από την ιστοσελίδα μας και από την εφαρμογή του κινητού SBS Your Language. Επισκεφτείτε το sbs.com.au/Greek.